Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got to ask you guys a quick question because I had this conversation with my wife last night. We were kind of giggling about it. Venmo, when it comes to Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
And you Venmo people back and forth and various things that go on with Venmo. And she had some friends Venmoing her. And she goes, isn't it great when somebody Venmos you and it's not locked down and you can see what they've been paying people for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like their history?
Their history of payments. She's like, I love it because I sit here and go through all their payment history.
That's funny.
Got a stock.
It's great. She's like, I can see where they've been doing political donations, supporting various causes. She's like, I had no idea. I can see about grooming issues, pet issues. She's like, I'm so nosy when it comes to Venmo. Now, me, on the other hand, I lock it all down. Nobody can see anything on my Venmo.
Oh, and I use code. I do. Like, I put the most random emojis for everything, like lady dancing, football, pizza.
Yes.
Like, there's just, it has absolutely nothing to do with what I'm paying them for, but I'll put an emoji in there for it because I want to throw people off. I don't want them to know my business.
What, I wish, I should have mine unlocked because I generally write the most ridiculous things in there for what I'm paying them for.
Yeah.
We used to have a woman on a different radio station, Mel. You guys remember Mel? She used to be on a different radio station here with Kroenke, but she would run and grab coffee every morning. And I was like, hey, pick me up, whatever. She's like, I'm going out. I was like, yeah, I'll Venmo you. So every morning when Mel would drop off my coffee, it was a challenge to me to decide what I was going to put in the Venmo line for the details of my $5. A lot of times it was jars of farts, you know, a bag of used fingernail clippings. Like, it was the most random, gross things, and she just loved it.
Oh, I'm sure she gave her a chuckle.
So much fun in that. So, like, on her end, I guess they still wouldn't see it, though, anybody, if my stuff was locked down, right?
Yeah, and if her
stuff
was locked down, it was just between you.
Damn it.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is you can make each individual transaction public or private as well.
Oh, you can? I didn't know that.
I have a friend, ex-friend, actually, where I had to give her money every month, and she finally, like, came up to me and was like, I don't like that you're giving me money and everyone can see it. Make it private. And I was like, God, I didn't know people are so Venmo sensitive, you know? So now it's like in my mind, anytime I give anyone anything, you can go in there and put it private. So I do that just because, again, I don't want people to know my business, even if
it's
not. It's not like I'm out there buying, you know, bad things. I just like feel like this is something.
It feels weird, like dirty, if they can see
you. Like, you
all
need
the time
to know that about
so
me.
So much of your information already out there. It's like, why do you need to know that I paid somebody $25 for pet sitting? You don't need to know that at all.
You don't.
You know, it would lead to people maybe knowing that you're out of town, even. And the next thing you know, your TV's gone when you get home.
Exactly. You have to be careful with this stuff. You do. So,
But I do love the Venmo. God,
we just got a text that said, Venmo is my favorite social media site. I love seeing my boy Rick charge his wife for popcorn at the AMC.
Hey, honey, sorry, it was $25.50.
Yes.
If people get petty about money, and it is in full display on Venmo. So.
Speaking of that, speaking about petty and money, let me ask you a question. There was this story this week that was out. I think it was from People Magazine or something. It was this big to-do because this woman went out with her two girlfriends to lunch. And it was a big stink because she went on there and started, you know, getting in her friend's kitchen because the two friends that she went out with were a little fluffy, okay? Let's just say that. They were fluffy, chunky. And she was upset because they ate way more than she did at the lunch. But when the bill came, they wanted to split it three ways.
Oh, mess. No.
And she was like, no, you guys had appetizers and dessert and way bigger portions. I had the keto salad or whatever, you know, and a water. Why in the world would I split it three ways with you guys? And it led to this whole debate online about fat shaming and blah, blah, blah. I went into this whole thing. But the thing that was relatable to me was like, yes, haven't we all been in that situation when you go out with people, they order way more than you, and they're like, hey, can we split the bill?
Yeah.
Oh, hells no.
It happens to me all the time.
Really?
I don't drink.
No, yeah. Okay,
I don't drink.
You.
That's part of it.
It makes me so mad when I go out with my friends and we have a big bill and someone says, let's just split it five, six ways. And I'm like, I had breadsticks. Like, I will pay for the breadsticks and my water, and that's all I'm paying
Katie,
for.
It turned,
it
turned my lunch from a $15 burger into a $55 burger because everyone else there got drinks. And they're like, well, let's just split it four ways.
That's
and it make it so much easier. And I was like,
well, you got to speak up at that point.
You
and
do.
I didn't.
You
I didn't. Speak and up. I was so upset with myself because I was like, I just let them walk all over me then.
Yeah.
Completely.
No. And I definitely
should not have let them. I should have fought them.
That taught me a lesson after that, though. I do speak up now. I make sure and say, you know, these drinks are like $25 each. I'm not paying for your drinks. Yeah. I didn't quit drinking so I could pay for yours. I've actually said that to people. So I did learn my lesson. Yeah, I don't let people take advantage. But it is like, it's funny because people's justification for it, well, it's easier for the server. It's not, actually.
They've got the little device.
It's digital.
There.
Yeah,
it's,
and the device, and you just pick what you paid for.
Ain't nobody
like,
doing math.
It's not. Don't put it on the server that it's just easier for them. Like, you can just say, let me pay for what I ordered and be done with it. Like, that's probably the simplest way to do this. Stop making your friends pay for your drinks.
And I will say, I agree with you, but I will still generally ballpark it sometimes, too. If people want to split it, I'll just kind of ballpark it. There's those other people that... they're like the math sticklers. Like, they get out their calculator and they're calculating the exact
to the penny.
Amount. Yeah. And it's like, those people are annoying too.
With the taxes.
Like,
yeah,
everything.
I actually mine is only $17.43.
But when you go out, I know, and I get that. Like, that's annoying too. And you don't, I'll ballpark it. I'm fine with that. But do you have the friends that are always like, well, no. Like, you pay for this and I'll get you on the next beer. That next beer never comes.
It never happens.
And I'm like, those $4, $5, $6 donations that I'm giving you every single time, that adds up.
It does.
And I don't like it. It makes me angry at a friend that I love. Like, I'm like, come on now. Don't make us want to fight.
The simple solution to this is just do what I do and stay home.
Okay. Be a homebody with no friends.
Just become really sick of all the people you hang out with and stay at home. Okay. Simple solution.